All right, so are you ready to really get your business noticed on Google? I mean, like, really climb those local search rankings.
Yeah, let's do it.
We're going to break down a transcript from a real marketing team meeting today. Kind of like we're peeking behind the curtain to see how a company that's really nailing their Google business strategy is actually doing it.
Interesting.
And by the end of this deep dive,
Okay.
you should be able to take these insights and start using them right away.
Gotcha.
Because I don't know if you know this, but a whopping 46% of all Google searches
Wow.
are looking for local businesses.
Really?
And think about that.
Yeah.
That's almost half
Yeah.
of all Google searches. And
Crazy.
get this,
Okay.
over half of those people are clicking on that map pack at the top.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So if you're not showing up there,
You're missing out.
you are missing out big time.
Big time.
Okay.
What I like about this source is they skip all the theory and they go straight to the practical stuff.
Oh.
These aren't just people who are like talking the talk, they're actually out there doing it.
Love that.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's jump in
All right.
and start with something that seems really basic, but it's often overlooked. And that's choosing the right category for your business.
Oh,
I
right.
mean, this is how Google understands what your business actually does,
Yeah.
so it can match you up with the right searches.
Yeah, so true.
And a lot of the advice out there just says to pick the most relevant category.
Yeah, and that makes sense, I guess.
Yeah, but this source goes a bit deeper.
Okay.
They suggest using this cool tool. It's
Oh.
called the GMB Everywhere Chrome plugin.
I haven't heard that.
You can use it to see what categories your competitors are using.
Oh, so you can kind of like spy on your competitors?
Exactly. It's like getting a little peek into their strategy.
I like that.
So, for example,
Yeah.
let's say you're a lawn care business in Denver,
Okay.
and you see that all the top-ranking businesses for lawn care services, they're all using the category lawn care service.
Yeah.
You might want to think about using that same category instead of just landscaping,
Makes sense. Yeah.
because you kind of want to align yourself with how Google is already thinking about that industry.
Yeah. And I'd even take it a step further.
Okay, how so?
Let's say your lawn care business also offers like landscaping design or irrigation.
Okay.
Instead of just cramming all those services into one category,
Yeah.
create separate Google business profiles for each of those services.
Oh, I like that.
That way you can target really specific keywords and show up in searches that are super relevant.
Makes sense.
Because remember, Google wants to show people the most relevant results.
Thankfully.
So the more specific you can be,
The better.
the better.
So it's like having multiple online storefronts,
Right.
each one catering to a specific need.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've nailed down our categories. Now, what about optimizing the business name itself?
Ooh, yeah, this is an interesting one.
So you might be tempted to just stuff your business name with every single keyword imaginable.
I can see that.
Right.
Yeah.
But the source emphasizes using relevant keywords only when they make sense
Right.
and it follows Google's guidelines.
Okay.
So, for example, if your small business is called Joe's Lawn Service,
Yeah.
you probably shouldn't change it to Denver Lawn Care Landscaping,
Yeah. Yeah.
Sprinklers and Mowing.
I mean, I can see why that would be tempting,
Right.
but yeah, that's way too much.
That's keyword stuffing.
Right.
And Google hates that.
For sure.
Your business name, it's like your first impression.
Yeah.
It should be clear and concise,
Yeah.
and it should really reflect what you do.
Right.
They give a good example.
Okay.
Big Mike's Denver Lawn Care,
Okay.
right away. You know, where they are and what they do.
Yeah.
It's a lot better than just Big Mike's Mowing.
Yeah, especially if someone's specifically searching for lawn care in Denver.
Exactly. You're giving Google
Right.
and potential customers the right context
Context is key.
without being too salesy or keyword heavy.
Yeah.
And speaking of location, let's talk about how important proximity is for local searches. We all know the real estate mantra.
Location, location, location.
Exactly.
Right.
But it's also true for the online world.
Oh, for sure.
Google loves to connect people with businesses that are close by.
Yeah, it just makes sense.
So if someone searches for a plumber near me,
Yeah.
Google will prioritize businesses that are in their immediate vicinity.
Totally.
But what happens if your business is technically outside the city limits?
Oh, that's a good question.
This is where it gets interesting.
Okay.
The source recommends considering a co-working space
Oh,
or
interesting.
even a virtual office
Okay.
within the city limits.
So you're actually physically there.
Yeah, so before you think this is some sneaky workaround,
Yeah.
Google actually allows this, as
Really?
long as that location is staffed during business hours.
Oh, so it's like a legitimate presence.
Exactly. You want to be where your customers are.
Makes sense.
Both physically and digitally.
Yeah.
So even if your main office is a bit further out, you can still show up for searches in the area you're serving.
Yeah, that's a good tip.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a game changer for some businesses who might have been excluded because of their physical address.
Right, yeah.
So if you're serving a specific area,
mm-hmm.
why not have some kind of base there?
Yeah, like a satellite office or something.
Right, even if it's just a smaller office or a co-working space.
Yeah, I like that.
All right, let's move on to your business description. This is kind of like your digital storefront.
Oh, yeah, good analogy.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
It's where you tell potential customers and Google what your business is all about.
It's your chance to make a first impression.
Exactly. And instead of just giving a general overview, this source recommends thinking about it like a mini billboard.
Oh, interesting.
You want to make it keyword rich, but in a natural way.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Don't just stuff it with keywords.
Right.
Clearly outline your services, the areas you serve, and what makes you unique.
Gotcha.
You're essentially painting a picture for both people and search algorithms.
Yeah, like a verbal image.
Right. And speaking of painting pictures.
Okay.
Let's talk about visuals.
Oh, yeah.
Photos and videos can be a game changer for your Google business profile.
They really can.
I mean, this is where you bring your business to life.
For sure.
You can showcase your work, your team, your space.
Totally.
High quality visuals. They show that you're legitimate.
Yeah.
They build trust.
Right.
And they engage potential customers in a way that words just can't.
I totally agree.
But here's a pro tip.
Okay.
From the source that's often overlooked.
All right. What is it?
Geotagging.
Oh, yeah.
So when you upload images, you can actually tag them with specific locations.
Oh, that's smart.
Within your service area.
Okay.
It's like giving Google a visual map of where you operate.
Right.
And it further solidifies your presence in those areas.
So Google knows exactly where you are and what you do.
Exactly. So for example,
yeah.
let's say you're a plumber.
Okay.
And you upload a photo of a recent job.
Yeah.
You can tag that photo with the client's neighborhood.
Right.
That reinforces the fact that you work in that specific area.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's just another layer of confirmation for Google.
Totally.
And it helps potential customers see that you're actually working in their community.
Yeah, they can see proof.
Right. So you're sending a clear signal to both Google and potential customers that you're not just claiming to serve a particular area.
Right.
You're actually there.
You're in the trenches.
You're in the trenches getting things done.
I like it.
Okay. Now let's switch gears.
All right.
And talk about something that can make or break a business.
What's that?
Reviews.
Oh, yeah. Reviews are huge.
I mean, we all know that positive reviews are like gold.
For sure.
But what I found really interesting here is that the source just highlights a very simple tactic.
Yeah.
Just ask for reviews.
Oh, yeah.
It seems obvious.
It does.
But you know, it is.
You just don't think about it.
You don't think about it.
Yeah.
They say that simply asking can significantly increase the number of reviews you get.
Oh, wow.
It's like that old saying.
You don't get what you don't ask for.
Exactly.
Right.
And they even give you some specific phrases to use.
Oh, cool.
Like, we'd love to hear about your experience.
Yeah.
Leaving a review helps other people in your city find our services.
Oh, that's good.
And it really emphasizes that positive impact that reviews have, especially for small businesses.
Holy.
But it's also important to respond to those reviews.
Oh, yeah. You can't just ignore them.
Right. Both the good and the bad.
Right.
It shows that you're engaged.
Uh-huh.
That you care.
Right.
And it helps you build a genuine connection with your customers.
Yeah, people want to feel heard.
And guess what? Google loves to see that interaction too.
Oh, interesting.
So speaking of things Google loves.
Okay.
Let's talk about the landing page you link to from your Google business profile.
All right.
This is where consistency is key.
I'm sensing a theme here.
Right.
Yeah.
The landing page needs to be relevant to the specific service and area.
Uh-huh.
Highlighted on your Google business profile.
Okay.
So that means using those same keywords on your page title, your headings, and making sure that your business name, address, and phone number are exactly the same.
Oh, so important.
On both your website and your Google business listing.
Yeah, even a small discrepancy can mess things up.
Yeah, because even a small difference can confuse Google and hurt your ranking.
Google needs consistency.
Exactly. And the source has another great tip.
What's that?
Embed a Google map.
Oh, yeah.
Directly on that landing page.
Right on the page.
It reinforces your local presence.
Right there.
And makes it super easy
Yeah.
For potential customers to find you.
Totally.
Whether it's your physical location or your virtual office.
It's like that extra little nudge.
Right.
Come on in.
Come on in. We're right here.
Right here.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground.
We have.
From categories and business names to descriptions, visuals, reviews.
I'm taking notes.
I hope so.
Yeah.
But there's one more crucial element.
Okay.
Backlinks.
Ah, yes, backlinks.
Think of them as votes of confidence from other websites.
Right.
They tell Google that your business is legitimate and valuable.
It's like a popularity contest.
Right. And the source encourages you to actively seek out backlinks.
Yeah.
From relevant sources.
So like other businesses in your area.
Yeah, other local businesses, news outlets, community organizations, industry blogs.
Gotcha.
Anyone who makes sense for your audience.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So think collaborations, events, sponsorships, guest blogging.
Right.
There are tons of opportunities to earn those valuable backlinks.
So you have to be proactive.
You have to be proactive.
Okay.
But don't forget to reciprocate.
Oh, right.
Link back to those businesses on your own website's local page.
Yeah, that's just good karma.
It's a win-win.
Yeah.
It strengthens your local network.
Right.
And it shows Google that you're an active participant.
You're part of the community.
In your community.
Love it.
So we've covered a ton today.
We have.
From the basics to some more advanced tactics.
I feel like a Google business pro now.
I hope so.
Yeah.
And what's clear is that all of these strategies, they're all interconnected.
Yeah, you can't just do one thing.
You can't just do one thing.
You have to do it all.
You have to make sure all the pieces fit together to create a really strong online presence.
It all works together.
Right, and that resonates with both search engines
and
potential customers.
That's so important.
And that's what makes this source so valuable.
Yeah, they've made it so clear.
They've broken it all down into practical steps you can start implementing right away.
Love that.
But remember,
okay,
this is just the beginning of our deep dive.
Ooh, exciting.
There's a lot more to uncover.
Can't wait. It's amazing how they explain these really complex SEO concepts in a way that anyone can understand without all the jargon.
I know. And for me, what really stood out is how much they emphasize consistency.
Oh, totally. It's not just about doing one thing, right?
Right.
It's about making sure all the pieces fit together.
Exactly like a puzzle.
Yeah.
From your business name to your description, your website, your photos, your reviews.
It all has to tell the same story.
It all has to tell a consistent story.
Yeah. And that story needs to be loud and clear.
Like shouting from the rooftops.
This is the best business for this service in this location.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So how do we know if all this effort is actually working?
That's where tracking comes in.
Yes. Data.
Yeah, Google gives you some pretty awesome tools to monitor how your Google Business profile is performing. Oh, that's good.
You can see how many people are looking at your profile.
Okay.
How many are clicking on your website, calling your business.
Wow.
Even getting directions.
It's like you have a direct line of sight.
Yeah.
Into how customers are interacting with you online.
Exactly. And that data is gold.
So valuable.
Because you can see what's working, what's not working.
And then you can adjust your strategy.
It's all about constant improvement.
Right.
Always evolving.
The digital world is always changing.
So true.
You have to adapt.
Be flexible.
And be willing to experiment.
Try new things.
Exactly.
You know, going through this deep dive, it's made me realize that Google business optimization, it's not just about checking boxes.
No.
Or trying to trick the system.
It's not about gaming the algorithm.
Right. It's about connecting with real people.
Yeah, building relationships.
Showing them that you're an expert.
And that you can be trusted.
Building trust and making it as easy as possible for them to find you and choose your business.
Right. Ultimately, that's what it's all about.
That's the goal.
Right.
But let's step back for a second.
Okay.
And think about the bigger picture.
Right.
We're talking about a platform that millions of people use every single day.
Yeah, to find local businesses.
So we need to be careful.
Responsible.
How we use these optimization strategies.
It's not about being manipulative.
Right, or tricking people into choosing our business.
We have to be authentic.
And provide real value.
Yeah, because in the end, success isn't just about ranking high.
Right.
It's about those long-term relationships.
You know something I've been thinking about?
Yeah.
As we've been talking about all these strategies?
What's that?
Is the human element.
Yeah, sometimes we forget about that.
We get so caught up in the keywords.
The algorithms.
The data.
The metrics.
That we forget there are real people on the other side.
With real needs and wants.
Exactly. So As you're working on your business description,
yeah,
choosing your photos, responding to reviews.
Right.
Think about the person who's going to see it.
Put yourself in their shoes.
What are they looking for?
What are their pain points?
How can you help them?
When you focus on the human element,
yeah,
your online presence will be so much stronger.
And you'll build trust and loyalty.
That's the key to long-term success.
So I want to leave you with one final thought.
Okay, I'm listening.
All of these strategies are incredibly valuable.
Yeah.
But they're just tools.
Tools that can be used for good or for bad.
And it's up to us to use them ethically.
And responsibly.
To create a digital world.
That benefits everyone.
Where businesses can thrive.
And customers feel respected.
Because at the end of the day,
we're all in this together.
We have a responsibility to make the internet a better place.
Well said.
So let's shift gears a bit.
Okay.
And talk about what all of this means for you.
For our listeners.
You now have the power to shape your online presence.
Attract the right customers.
And grow your business.
You don't need to be a tech expert.
Or an SEO guru.
You can use these practical tips.
To level the playing field.
And compete with the big guys.
But remember.
Yeah.
Use these tools ethically.
And authentically.
To create a digital world.
That we can all be proud of.
So are you ready to take the next step?
I hope so, because this is where it gets really interesting.
Okay.
Now that we have the foundation,
yeah,
let's explore some lesser known but highly effective strategies,
okay,
that can take your Google business profile to the next level.
So we've covered a lot of the basics.
The foundation,
right,
of a great Google business profile.
Yeah, like choosing the right categories.
Yeah.
Optimizing your descriptions and photos.
Super important.
But now I'm ready for some of those secret tactics.
All right. You ready to go a little deeper?
Yeah. Let's dive into some of the lesser known stuff.
Okay. These are the strategies that I think a lot of business owners miss.
Oh, really?
But they can make a big difference.
Okay. I'm all ears.
Okay. So first up, Google Posts.
Google Posts.
A lot of businesses don't really use them.
Oh, interesting.
Or they just kind of treat them as an afterthought.
Yeah, I can see that.
But think about it.
Oh.
Google Posts show up right on your Google business profile.
Oh, right.
In search results on Google Maps.
Okay.
That's prime real estate.
Yeah, you're right.
So you basically have a mini blog.
Oh, cool.
Right on your Google business listing.
What kind of things should you post, though?
It's really about engaging your audience.
Okay.
And giving them a reason to keep coming back.
Gotcha.
So you can share new products or services.
Okay.
Special offers.
Uh-huh.
Upcoming events.
Right.
Little snippets from your blog posts.
Yeah.
You can even give people a behind-the-scenes look at your business.
So if I'm a restaurant owner.
Yeah.
I could post a photo of my new menu.
Exactly.
Or announce a happy hour special.
Perfect.
And if I have a yoga studio.
Sure.
Maybe I could promote a workshop or share a tip about flexibility.
You got it.
And it's all about providing value and keeping people engaged.
Exactly. And the cool thing about Google Posts,
yeah,
is that they expire after 7 days.
Oh, wow.
So it creates a sense of urgency.
Right. People need to check back.
To see what's new.
That's a good way to keep things fresh.
It keeps your profile dynamic.
Okay. What else are we missing out on?
How about Google My Business Q&A?
Oh, yeah. Q&A.
This is another one that a lot of businesses overlook.
All right.
But it lets customers and potential customers ask questions directly on your profile.
Interesting.
It's like a public forum.
Okay.
Where you can address concerns.
Okay.
Provide information.
Uh-huh.
And build trust.
But doesn't that open you up to negative questions?
Yeah. I mean, it's a possibility.
Or complaints.
But here's the thing. People are already asking those questions.
That's true.
Whether you see them or not,
yeah,
wouldn't you rather address them head on?
Okay, I see your point.
Control the narrative.
Be proactive.
Yeah, turn those potential negatives into positives.
Show that you're listening.
Right. Show them that you care.
That you're responsive.
Exactly. And here's another tip.
Okay.
Don't wait for questions to come in.
Oh, okay.
Seed the Q&A section with your own FAQs.
Oh, that's smart.
Answer the most common questions.
And highlight your strengths.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so we have Google Posts.
Uh-huh.
We have Q&A.
What else?
What else is there?
Let's talk about attributes.
Attributes?
They can really make a difference.
Okay, so are we talking about things like women-owned business?
Yes, exactly.
Veteran-owned business?
Those are identity attributes.
Okay.
They can connect with specific customer groups.
Right.
But they're also accessibility attributes.
Oh, right.
Like wheelchair accessible entrance.
Mm-hmm.
Or gender-neutral restrooms.
Okay, yeah, those are important.
And then there are service-related attributes.
With what?
If you're a restaurant,
yeah,
you might have things like outdoor seating.
Oh.
Or it takes reservations.
Okay, so the more attributes you have,
mm-hmm,
the easier it is for Google to match you with the right searches.
Exactly. It's like adding more tags to your website.
So it's all about giving a complete picture.
Yeah, a detailed picture.
Of your business.
To both Google and potential customers.
All right, so as we wrap up this deep dive,
yeah.
I want to go back to something we talked about earlier.
Okay.
Tracking and analyzing your results.
Oh, yeah, super important.
This is where you really see what's working.
It's not enough to just do these things.
Or you have to measure.
You have to see the impact.
And then adjust as needed.
So Google My Business Insights.
Yeah.
It gives you a ton of data.
Oh, wow.
That can help you fine-tune your approach.
Like what kind of data?
You can see how many people are viewing your profile.
Okay.
Clicking on your website.
Uh-huh.
Calling your business.
Oh.
Even getting directions.
So much information.
Pay attention to those metrics.
Okay.
See how people are finding you.
Yeah.
Are they coming from Google Search or Google Maps? What are they doing when they get to your profile?
Right. Are they clicking or are they calling?
Exactly. And don't be afraid to try new things.
Experiment.
Play around with your Google posts,
yeah.
Your Q&A responses.
Okay.
See what works best.
Because this is an ongoing process.
It's not a one-time thing.
Right. Google is constantly changing.
The digital landscape is always evolving.
We have to stay adaptable.
Stay informed.
Keep learning.
Exactly.
This deep dive has been awesome.
I'm glad you liked it.
I feel like I have a whole new understanding of Google business.
That's great to hear.
And how to use it to grow my business.
It's a powerful tool.
It is. But remember,
yeah.
It's not just about rankings and algorithms.
Right.
It's about connecting with real people.
About building those relationships.
Providing value.
Building trust.
And showing your expertise.
That's how you create a thriving online presence.
So to our listener.
Yes.
We hope this deep dive has given you the tools and the knowledge.
To take your Google business profile to the next level.
Remember, no tricks or shortcuts.
Just hard work.
Stay curious.
And keep learning.
And always strive to improve.
We're all in this together.
Let's use these tools responsibly and ethically.
To build a better online community.
Until next time.
Happy optimizing.